It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up later, we'll hear about the latest skirmish between singer Taylor Swift and online music providers. First, three Democratic lawmakers met with Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald today on one of the remaining sticking points of the proposed state budget, funding for a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. The meeting comes after Democrats wrote a letter to Fitzgerald last week asking to be included on the ongoing negotiations over the arena deal. But as we approach a looming deadline for passing a budget, just where exactly does the deal stand? And is it something both parties can get behind? Chris Larson joins us now. He's a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee. Senator Larson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what came out of today's meeting with your fellow Democratic lawmakers and Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald?
Well, this is the first meeting that Democratic legislators of any kind have been involved in. So, obviously, the expectations were pretty low. We're just looking to try and get some information about where things are at, getting the basic legislation so that we can go back to our constituents. Because if it does come out of the budget, that completely changes the nature of the discussion around it. As of right now, it's part of the budget, and I don't think there's any Democrat who's planning on voting for this budget because of how far backwards it takes our state on education, higher ed, health care, the list goes on. So no Democrat's going to be voting for the budget. So if this comes out, that everybody has to be taking a fresh look at what's going to actually happen and if they're going to be able to support the deal.
Why do you think Democrats haven't had a seat at the table on the Bucks Arena deal until now?
I think if you look back, Governor Walker, with a lot of pomp and circumstance, announced that he was going to set records in how fast he was going to pass his budget. And I think he came in with a lot of gusto, saying that this was going to be done in record time and that the Bucks would be part of it. But after he announced that, I think he oversold his strength and his leadership. He didn't go around the state and sell it to even Republican lawmakers, so they were left like a rudderless ship on the waters, and they floated away. So by the time you realize this was severely off course, the entire budget was severely off course and not a chance of it passing by the deadline, that he had to come back and kind of change the expectations for budget passage and as well as selling the arena. So I think by the time he showed up, was it 2 weeks ago now, and really trying to sell this, I think by then a lot of folks in his own party had already soured on the idea of it, and because they weren't sold on it, they weren't really directed to vote for it by the governor because he was gone. He decided not to lead. He decided to be someplace else instead. So I think that's where it started to break down, and that's why Democrats weren't invited. They thought they could do it without bipartisan support. But obviously they're taking a fresh look at it.
Okay, so there you were, the three of you Democrats today with Scott Fitzgerald, Republican senator. Does that signal anything to you about where the deal is now and its stability?
Well, I mean, to be clear, we had four Democrats. It was
four Democrats.
Senators, that's okay. We didn't get all the details out there on it because we did want to kind of see exactly where things were at, start to build some relationships here. This is, I mean, frankly, it's the first time any legislation that was pushed by Republicans in the budget that they've tried to cross over and ask for Democratic support on. So it's pretty new ground, right? The path between Democratic and Republican offices is pretty weeded over. So we were trying to cut through that and at least try and start some communication. But yeah, there was four Democrats, two Republicans in the room, and it was just preliminary, just, you know, giving information and, making sure that, look, we're gonna meet again and see where this goes. So it was good conversations. We have to take them at their word of where they're at on this. But really we're waiting for the language to see where things are at, so we can measure our constituents' response by putting it out there publicly and seeing what they think of it.
We're talking right now with State Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee. He's joining us to talk about the Democratic perspective on a proposed new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. There was a meeting today between Democrats and Republican Scott Fitzgerald. I'm struck by the language you use, the path between Democrats and Republican is
pretty weeded over. I think that's what you said. So going into that meeting, what was on your wish list? I mean, is there actual opportunity here for bipartisan accord on some of this?
Right. Well, I mean, I don't think there's anybody in the state of Wisconsin that knows that there's, you know, that things have been very divided between along party lines. And so, you know, look, I don't think it's news breaking that myself and other Democrats are very skeptical when suddenly we're being invited into the room and trying to be say that we're going to have a conversation in earnest about a big grand piece of legislation. So. So we're trying to approach that and get past that skepticism to say, look, we do want to have the best deal for Wisconsin. We do want the Bucks to stick around. And so we're trying to get our hands around where this is right now with the deadline that's been set by the Bucks, and by the NBA. So it's new ground. You know, we're exercising the bipartisan muscles that have not been really exercised in over 5 years here in our state. So it may take a little while, but we're trying to move quick.
So what was the goal from the meeting, though? I know you were gathering information, but is Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald hoping to get some Democrats to support it, or is this more of an olive branch, which is maybe going to help float the whole budget?
Yeah, I think it's just to have options open at this point, that if it is, you know, right now it's still in the budget. If it's pulled out, if that strategy is taken, trying to figure out exactly where the votes would fall and if we're able to make this happen. So I think that talking genuinely, I do think that Senator Fitzgerald and the other Republicans are starting to realize, look, this is going to take a group lift if it's going to work. And so the you know, we're not sure what those negotiations are going to be. We're not sure what the final language is going to be, but we're going to have to start to work together to try and make that happen. You know, and I think the only way that would work is if it's outside of the context of the budget. Because frankly, I mean, like I've said, the budget is so, It takes Wisconsin so far back as far as what the economic engine is for higher education, and how that wounds us long term, as well as, you know, teacher licensure, as well as Medicaid. So I think, you know, I think there was an acknowledgement that this wasn't really discussed, but there wasn't really a grand discussion of the overall budget, just because I think that wouldn't have got us anywhere. You know, for this, it's about trying to figure out if we can make a deal work, if we can get a deal that's good for Wisconsin, and to keep a major team in our state.
So you'd like the Bucks Arena deal removed from the budget altogether, is that right?
Well, we'd like to see the Bucks stay. We'd like to figure out a deal that works well in the balance between citizens of Wisconsin, taxpayers, and the Bucks.
But right, but ideally, would you rather be talking about this as separate from the budget as a whole?
Well, I think that because the budget has a looming deadline that's now less than a week away, that's the fastest way to get it done. And especially with the imposed deadline from the NBA and from the Bucks, that's the fastest way to get it done. Ensure that, you know, that the delivery trucks are gone, that may be moving the Bucks out of town, that, you know, there's no longer that threat. I'd like to see that done. I wish that what they were saying had been true, that this was going to be done a while ago in record speed. But barring that, you know, that's the first choice, is that the deal's done already. But it seems that that ship may have sailed. So now we're just trying to figure, okay, what is it going to take to keep the Bucks here? And it's a complex. There's been complex negotiations, a complex deal, and we still don't have the language, and as soon as we do, we're going to try and get our arms around that and see if it's something that's going to be good for the state of Wisconsin and good for our constituents.
And let's say the Bucks deal does get decoupled from the budget process as a whole. What happens next with the budget? What does that change?
Well, I mean, the budget in and of itself is, I'll leave that for the Republicans to talk about, because right now there's, you know, they're all fighting amongst themselves and trying to figure out if they can get the thing done, which, you know, again, I think it speaks to the lack of the failure of leadership by Governor Walker to get this thing ushered through. You know, he had the opportunity to get this thing done, and he has his own interest at heart to say if he gets this done, you know, he can get out of the state and go do whatever he is it is that he's trying to do. But I think he left a little bit early and left the members of his party to their own devices, and they became very divided. So I think in light of that, there's the budget has become very complicated, and I guess I'd say that, look, you're going to have to talk to them about where that's at, because there's not a Democrat that's going to vote for it, considering how far it takes our state back in terms of a vision for our future.
Senator Larson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime. Have a good one.
That was State Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee. He joined us with a Democratic perspective on a new proposed arena for the Milwaukee Bucks.